Topic 7.14 is to describe how to investigate the effects of exercise on tidal volume and breathing rate using data from spirometer traces. This can be run as a practical, but many of you may not have access to a spirometer. A spirometer is a chamber with a lid that can rise and the volume of air in it. You hook up a poor victim to the chamber via a mouthpiece. They have a nose clip so they can only breathe through the spirometer. You have something like soda lime or any other chemical that can absorb carbon dioxide, so that carbon dioxide is removed from the air altogether. This prevents the pH detectors, the chemoreceptors in the medulla and so on, from figuring out that the pH is dropping and changing the breathing rate to accommodate. As the volume in the chamber decreases, the trace of the breathing rate will decrease as well. Typically, the lid of the chamber is hooked up to a stylus and a pen of some description that is going to move on a chymograph, a rotating piece of graph paper. And because we're looking at the volume in the chamber, when the subject is breathing out, you will see a peak on the graph, and when the subject's breathing in, you'll see a trough. Okay, because as the volume decreases as the person breathes in, the pen mark goes down the graph paper rather than up. So you will see normal breathing is referred to as the tidal volume. Okay, so the normal amount you breathe in and breathe out. You'll have a maximum amount that you can breathe in above this. This is called the inspiratory reserve volume. And a maximum amount you can breathe out beyond this. That's the expiratory reserve volume. If you add the inspiratory, expiratory reserve volumes and the tidal volume together, you have the vital capacity. There is always some residual volume in the lungs, even when you're dead. And if you add the vital capacity to the residual volume, you have what is referred to as the total lung capacity. Now, you can estimate the total lung capacity by multiplying the expiratory reserve volume by 6. And then you would be able to calculate residual volume by subtracting vital capacity that you could measure on the chymograph from the total lung capacity. You do this by making the subject breathe in as much as they could and then force it out as fast as they could. So you would have one massive peak and trough. If someone has been exercising, while they're exercising, you would expect the traces to be very close together. So you could work out, if you know what your horizontal scale is, how many breaths are occurring in 1 minute. You will also, from the amplitude of these traces, be able to work out what the tidal volume is. After exercise and in recovery, the tidal volume should decrease a little and the peaks and troughs should be further apart. There should be fewer breaths in per minute. Okay. You can also work out how much oxygen has been consumed by looking at the decrease in the trace, okay, how much the trace has gone down the graph paper, and this will give you the volume of oxygen that has been consumed in a particular time. So effectively, by hooking someone up to a chymograph with a spirometer, you could do a similar experiment to the one that you've done on mealworms or wood lice or whatever else you've been experimenting on, looking at the oxygen consumption before, during and after exercise. Okay, you have to be careful when using a spirometer. Your subject should only be hooked up for a maximum of 5 minutes, because eventually the oxygen levels will decrease. Now, without any carbon dioxide to warn the subject that the oxygen levels are decreasing, eventually they'll just pass out. If you were to keep the carbon dioxide in there, they would feel very ill, very panicky. They would start hyperventilating and they'd soon know about it. So you have to be careful and look after the welfare of your subjects.